The Women's Legal Services of Queensland and New South Wales are urgently appealing for funds as they struggle to keep up with calls to domestic violence helplines. The federal government reversed a planned $35 million cut to community legal centres in the May budget. But many services are nevertheless facing immediate funding shortfalls as they wait to find out how much money they will get in this new funding carve-out. Rebecca Armstrong has more.
Good morning, this is Women's Legal Service. How can I help?
The Queensland Women's Legal Service says 14,000 calls to its helpline will go unanswered next financial year without emergency funding. It's the only statewide service offering legal advice over the phone to women experiencing domestic violence. But CEO Angela Lynch is calling for $300,000 in emergency state government funding to keep the service going.
We're running a service on the 1st of July, we're into a new financial year. We have to operate within the boundaries of current funding levels, and we will be halving this service. Currently, we would be looking at effectively turning 14,000 victims of domestic violence away. We would not be able to answer their calls in 2017. That's the sort of numbers that we're looking at. It's devastating.
Helen Campbell from the New South Wales Women's Legal Service has put an urgent call out to private donors to fill a similar shortfall. As it is, the New South Wales helpline can only handle a third of the calls it gets.
Unfortunately, as we're so close to the end of the financial year, we still don't know what financial resources we'll have as of the 1st of July. And while that uncertainty persists, when staff leave, we are unable to replace them. So our workforce is shrinking. And of course, understandably, our staff are looking for some job security, and so they are looking around for other employment opportunities. So we are short-staffed. We weren't able to meet the demand anyway, but we're now finding it increasingly difficult to meet demand.
These services, along with community legal centres across the country, are in financial limbo as they await to hear how federal government money will be allocated. In May, the government reversed a planned $35 million cut to the sector, but that money has yet to be divided between the states and territories under the National Partnership Agreement. Once it is, community legal centres still have to apply for their share, and that could be months away. Angela Lynch from the Queensland Women's Legal Service says the uncertainty comes as more women are calling their helpline. Last year, the helpline answered 8,500 calls. Almost that number again went unanswered, and she says demand continues to rise.
What we suspect is that it is women self-identifying that they are living with domestic violence when they may not have done that before, and also are trusting that the system will respond appropriately to them. So they are coming forward in the belief that the services will be there.
Julie Sarkozy is a frontline solicitor at the Queensland Women's Legal Service helpline. She says it's often the first place a woman calls before deciding if she can leave.
So one of the types of calls that I get, and I do get this very frequently, is an emergency call from a woman who does not feel safe in her house, does not feel safe in her home, and she wants to know what are the legal implications and possibly protections that are available to her if she leaves. And the first one, obviously, is a domestic violence protection order. She wants to know legally how she gets one, how she can access one, and how long that will take. The other legal advice she seeks is, can she take the children? Can she stop him from seeing the children? What's going to happen with the house? Will she be able to access the house?
The Queensland Helpline takes about 10 of these emergency calls a day, and many others from women like Hannah who are finding the legal process of separation overwhelming. Hannah had left an abusive relationship, but her former husband was using threats and intimidation to try to force a property settlement.
He was basically using court to extend property settlement and to make it hard for me to sort of try to navigate through it. And then in the end, and he was sort of putting a lot of pressure on me to, you know, settle with what he wanted, because I was I was very tired of his threats and I was afraid of him.
Angela Lynch worries that women like Hannah and others in more immediate danger won't be able to access the helpline from next month.
50% of the clients identify that they are at immediate high risk. This is a highly dangerous situation. This isn't just about legal advice. This is about the lives of women and children.
That's Angela Lynch, the CEO of the Queensland Women's Legal Service, ending that report by Rebecca Armstrong.